This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, August 5th. I'm Patricia Naft. Democrat Abel Tapia is challenging Republican Congressman Scott Tipton for Colorado's 3rd congressional district seat. The 3rd district covers most of the Western Slope. Tapia campaigned in the North Fork Valley Friday evening. KVNF's Laura Pomisano interviewed Tapia at a voter meet and greet in Paonia.
The Western Slope is typically very red. What do you think your chances are running against a Republican in this district?
There's nothing easy about it, but this position has been held by Democrats. John Salazar, who is a really good friend of mine, I served with in the legislature, held this seat for 4 years. So a Democrat can hold it. You know, the registration does lean towards the Republicans. I'm confident I can win in the 3rd Congressional.
What made you decide to get into the race?
Well, I've been in politics for 20 years. I was on the school board for 8 years, and then it was followed by 12 years in the legislature. I was term limited in 2010. So at that point, I wanted another opportunity, and I had the opportunity to be the executive director of the Colorado Lottery. A really good job because you actually earn money for the state of Colorado, you make people happy, and then at the end of the day, you give money back to the people. But in 2014, I felt like my 40-year working career was good enough and I should sit back and enjoy retirement. But the dynamics of the politics came out that the candidate that was running for that position in Congressional District 3 dropped out of the race suddenly. And I was approached by a lot of people, including the party chair, that I was one of the only ones that they thought had the political experience that could pick up and run with this challenge.
Now let's talk about some of the issues on the Western Slope. What is your stance on the Climate Change Action Plan and the EPA's efforts to reduce carbon emissions and how it might impact the coal industry here in Colorado?
I was a coal miner. I spent some time in coal. And that was coal to feed the steel mill, which was very important. I got a real appreciation for our natural resources. I am concerned about the new standards. I am concerned about our ability to make those standards. I am concerned about the jobs that could be affected and being able to meet those emissions. It has to be a balance. I am concerned with our environment. I am very concerned about how our environment is being affected. But I think that we're going too quickly in this area. And I think there has to be a lot of public hearings about whether or not we can meet those standards in a more phased-in approach.
Now let's stay on the topic of jobs. Here on the Western Slope, the unemployment rates are higher than the state average. What can be done to help revitalize the economy out here?
I live in Pueblo. Our unemployment rate is way too high, and the Western Slope is way too high. One of the efforts that I have is infrastructure. Infrastructure is so important to us, and that is our roads, our bridges, our telecommunications. We have had flooding, we've had fires that have been so destructive. All of these things are part of infrastructure that the federal government has a role to play. In the legislature, I was the go-to guy for engineering projects and development projects and capital developments. I ended up being the chairman of the Joint Budget Committee. So I know about making priorities, and I think we have to put a priority to using the monies that we have, not new monies, using the monies to make sure that our infrastructure works to our needs. Infrastructure is one of the best paying jobs that you have. Those are quality jobs that will help our economy.
That was Democrat Abel Tapia, who is running for Colorado's 3rd congressional district, interviewed by Laura Pomisano last Friday. Town fairs are still in full swing this summer. KVNF's Jake Ryan visited Olathe and has this report.
This past Saturday, Olathe hosted its annual Sweet Corn Festival. It was a sprawling event in the summer sun, but under the large white tents in the corner up on the hill, the local volleyball team was handing out all-you-could-eat Olathe sweet corn. Becky Patrone is the head coach for the team. Behind her, custom-made roasters churn out an endless stream of roasted corn.
I've spoken to a lot of people that come from Durango, from Parachute, from Junction. They've waited all year for this, so it's pretty cool that they come all the way down to our town for this festival.
Why do they come? What makes this so great?
everybody loves our corn. I mean, people from around the state drive for our corn, and so I think just they love the corn, they love the atmosphere, and who can't turn down free sweet corn, right?
Across the field was the main stage, where the Black Canyon Barbershop Chorus, completing the sense of Americana at the town fair, began to sing. After an appetizing corn dog eating contest, they started the main event of the day, the corn on the cob eating contest.
3, 2, 1, eat!
It's a 4-minute blitz of loud music, play-by-play announcements, and two tables of people feverishly eating corn on the cob as fast as they can.
3, 2, 1, done, arms in the air. Remember we practiced this. I'm worn out just watching you guys. I'm not kidding you. All right, let's count them up. Count them up.
When all the cobs dropped, Becca Stout, her hands still shaking, was declared the victor for the third year in a row. Her secret strategy?
And I don't eat corn until this event.
You don't eat corn all year long until now?
No, I'll drink a beer out in the parking lot, and then I'll come and I'll practice once with one ear, and then I'm good. Every year.
It seems to do the trick.
Exactly.
So what was the grand total? What did you win with?
11 ears in 4 minutes.
That's crazy.
I know. It's my favorite day of the year.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Stay tuned for Joanna and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.